ShopNow.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. This is Kate Delaney. Coast to coast and all the nooks and crannies in between. The beautiful thing about ATN is that it's instant water cooler buzz. And boy, there is a lot of buzz over gun rights. Yes, indeed, the House is considering a bill that would allow permit holders to carry weapons actually across state lines. And this has created a lot of buzz in talk radio and elsewhere. Of course, this is nothing new for us. We've talked about gun rights for a long time. You know how I feel about it. Not being a gun carrier or owner, I still believe in the protections that the Second Amendment affords us. And I think that we should be able to carry a gun and across state lines if we want to do that. Remember, my thing is the responsible gun ownership. But this is not going to be an easy thing because this is really states' rights versus gun rights. Plain and simple, that's what it boils down to. That's one of the many things being tackled in Congress. Because remember, they've only been back for 2 weeks. And we think, according to all the polls, that the people we've elected are very, very ineffective. One of the things also being discussed is the $447 billion jobs plan. Will it pass in any form or just in increments? It's been discussed that there might be a few things that could be agreed upon in both chambers and could move forward. But will the president sign something that it's only half of what his pitch is? And speaking of pitch, on the jobs plan, that's what the president is doing. He is off stumping for votes, in a sense, and trying to speak to the American people about some of the specifics of his plan, of his jobs bill, selling it, in other words. So he's off selling it, made a stop in Ohio, and hopes that he can change some minds that he feels may be tainted by the coverage of his jobs plan. It's interesting. In Ohio on Tuesday to do that, do you know it was his third visit this year and 15th since becoming president to that swing state? Because an interesting thing about Ohio, and we all know this, it's just a little trivia thing, Ohio hasn't picked a presidential loser since 1960. So it's always on the map. Jay Carney, the White House press secretary, was asked a couple of times whether the schedule that the president has is just the outgrowth of the re-election plans, that this was the perfect, if you will, disguise of campaigning by using the jobs bill. What's interesting about that question is, do you think Jay Carney, the White House secretary, is going to answer that and say, absolutely, that the president is campaigning on your tax dollars to be reelected under the guise of the plan that he's pushing? Because, you know, you look at the places where he's been. He's headed to South Carolina is another place where he's going to stop. And if you were to take out a map and dot the areas, it is in the particularly strong places where he pummeled his opponents in his first time around. So I think it's more about the perception, too, especially with the economy, because the economy is the thing that we all know that we've been talking about and are going to continue to talk about as we get closer to the elections. In fact, you know, we go inside the Beltway every single show. So we're going to do that coming up in our next segment with Jeff Holtzman again. Wow, back-to-back days for him from Talk Radio News. He was just at the Republican convention in Tampa. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. Some of the people who really emerged there, the obvious, whether it's Mitt Romney or Rick Perry, but who you think won that debate and moving forward, what's going to be the timetable perhaps for attrition for the Republicans? Because the faster they narrow it down to one person and a ticket, come up with the undercard, the faster they can push that forward. But I don't think that it gets all the way funneled down until the summer of 2012. And remember, Tampa will also be the site of the Republican convention in August of next year. So politics is getting interesting when it comes to the side of running, whether it's the Republicans or whether it's the current president and what he's doing or not doing to keep the job that he has. Another thing we're going to talk about, by the way, in this hour of America tonight, besides gun rights and what they're talking about in the House, is some other testimony that happened with Janet Napolitano, who says she knew nothing about Fast and Furious, the gun running operation that is appalling, frankly, and appalling that really no heads have rolled since all of that was uncovered. And when I say it was uncovered, there's this thing called plausible deniability, and it's always in the back pocket, it seems, of the Washington spin types. I just don't understand how somebody in the upper echelons of power had no idea what was going on with the ATF. That it was all low-level employees who came up with this operation, who decided that we needed to follow guns, and they would go into the hands of the Mexican cartels, and this would be the perfect way to connect the dots. And nobody in an authoritative position had gone over this with the people in the pyramid above them. I still don't believe it. But you have everybody denying it. The Attorney General, Eric Holder, Janet Napolitano, Homeland Security Secretary, same thing. She testified on the Hill that she knew nothing of it until everything happened and wasn't even told of it, wasn't made aware of what the operation was all about. And what I want to know is, do you believe that? Do you believe that? For any of you who have worked in corporations, does the top always have to know when there's a big move? And the answer is, of course. Of course they have to know. Plus, coming up, once again, you flooded the mailbag. And a lot, frankly, of what you wanted to talk about was Congress and the performance of Congress and also what happened in the last Republican debate, fresh on the minds of many, because it was just the other day, and the same thing that I've been talking about. How does the funnel work? How quickly do the Republicans narrow that and come up with that one sure candidate that the party gets behind? Traditionally, you are, like I said, looking at summer. But maybe there's a thought if more people start to fall out, they can get to that decision a little bit sooner. Coming up around the bend, as promised, we go inside the Beltway with Jeff Holtzman. Don't go away. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hey, everybody. Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now, look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
And Bobby Love. Well, as you all know, each and every show we go inside the Beltway with some true insiders from Talk Radio News. Jeff Holtzman, who joined us from Tampa and the site of the latest Republican debate, sponsored, of course, by the Tea Party, all over CNN. CNN jumped in as a part of this, too. And now people are, even a day later, and probably a couple days later, handicapping what went on in the debate. And if Rick Perry, who had the bullseye on his back because he is the front runner, if he still, a day later, emerges as the guy who possibly did the best, and that's what Jeff Holtzman and I discussed when we last were talking here on these airwaves. Jeff, what do you think? Now you've had time to assess this. You jumped on a plane. You're back in the belly of the beast, so to speak, in D.C. Do you think if you had to, you know, you're a writer and you're writing this story for the Washington Post and you just flat out have to, you know, rank this 1 through 3, how do you think it falls down? Who absolutely walked away with this?
Oh, God. Well, that's a really big promotion. That's a sudden promotion. I was hoping to maybe get like a mid-range, mid-level job and then move up, but I'll take it. And I'll take your assignment. And I think what we talked about last night, you know, here's the interesting thing. I was live blogging it. So when you're live blogging, you're trying to capture it all. But then what I did was afterwards, I went back and I reread transcripts and I watched, a lot of the replays of key segments of the debate. And I gotta say, I changed my mind. I really think that Mitt Romney had the best debate. Not really so much because of anything magnificent or grand that he said. I mean, he obviously laid out his jobs plan and his plan to grow the economy, which is good. I mean, you want to put forth specifics in these debates. It's only a limited amount of time, so the more you can do on that, the better. But I thought that the fact that all other 7 candidates seem to be tearing down Rick Perry, I think put a couple clinks in his armor. And I think that, you know, if you're looking at the top 2 candidates right now as being a choice between Rick Perry and Mitt Romney, Perry's now got some baggage, I think, that he's got to deal with and has to defend. And I think that opens it up more for Mitt Romney to creep back up in the polls. Now, we haven't seen much polling come out you know, since last night in the last 24 hours or so. So I'll be very interested to see, you know, how he does when the new numbers come out. But going back, I gotta change my mind, and I'm going with Romney on this one.
All right, Romney. Yeah, I thought you were blinded by the governor of Texas's light that has been shining down on him. So you have reassessed. Interesting. I even saw on Drudge there was a link where it said Texas thumping in Tampa. And then, you know, went on from there. And I think you're right. There's things he'll take away from that. I mean, there's still obviously a lot of support for Perry. And we're still, what, 14 months away from another election. You were in Tampa, and Tampa is the site of the convention in August. So some interesting things are going to happen between now and next year, no doubt about it, on the Republican side of things. I mean, eventually it narrows down. And this is a good question. This is something I've been, you know, chewing on and talking to people about. When do you think that this funnel narrows? I mean, do you see this narrowing? I think by the wintertime, for sure, some of these people have to drop off. I mean, they have to let go.
Well, the interesting thing is, yes, we're technically just only under, you know, a little under 14 months before the election next November, but we're actually, you know, we're less than 5 months from the Iowa caucus, which is scheduled, from what I'm hearing, to take place at the end of January. So it's closer than you think. And I think by Iowa, we'll get a clearer picture. You'll probably have one or two of the candidates, probably one of them or so, drop out by then. And then Iowa, whoever does, you know, badly in Iowa, that'll probably knock a couple others out. And then they'll go from there. You saw what happened, in 2008 when Mike Huckabee won Iowa, but then he dropped out shortly after. So I don't know if we're necessarily going to get a repeat of that, but you could. I mean, you could see Michelle Bachmann, for instance, win Iowa and then drop out later. I mean, I don't think right now Michelle Bachmann is the favorite to win the nomination, but she could pull Iowa. Likewise in New Hampshire. You could see Mitt Romney win New Hampshire. That seems to be familiar territory for him. And you know, something miraculous, something weird could happen, and he could be out later on like he was in 2008. So I would say don't hold your breath. It's not going to happen tomorrow. And, in fact, there's just another debate coming up the road in 10 days, another one in Florida, in fact. So we'll get a whole lot. I mean, these candidates will be completely oversaturated to us by the time this is all, you know, settled.
Yeah, I agree with you. All right, let's switch gears and talk about the other side, our current President Obama in Ohio. He's hitting a couple of states. Actually, this is the first one that he went to try to push his jobs package. Do you know anything about how well that's been received or not? I heard that it was kind of a 50-50 deal. Obviously, when he's out speaking, there are people that are pro-Obama and support the president, and they're there in droves. But I heard in some other places he wasn't received as well.
Yeah, you know, it was interesting talking to Republican lawmakers after the big job speech last Thursday in the Capitol. And, you know, most of them were pretty much dead set against the plan. I mean, most of them are calling it another stimulus. And I think a lot of them are suffering from sticker shock. I mean, it's a $447 billion price tag, and that's expensive. I think there might be some Republicans who support this thing. But those that do, I think, are going to want it done in a piecemeal fashion. They're going to want to take elements here and there and pass those. And I'm not so sure right now that the administration is willing to give in and concede on that. And in fact, today, you know, Jay Carney, aboard Air Force One, told reporters that the president wouldn't necessarily veto a piecemeal bill. But then the White House came out and told reporters that they're going to push as hard as they possibly can to get Republicans in Congress to pass the whole thing as it is. They're really going to try aggressively on this front. Today, the president was in Ohio selling this plan. He talked today a lot about the benefits to education. For instance, there's $25 billion in the plan that would go to refurbishing and renovating public schools. So the president talked a lot about the need to fix and repair ventilation systems, for instance, was something that got picked up by a lot of news outlets. So it's going to be some time. The president obviously still has to put forth his proposals for deficit reduction and, you know, as a means of paying for this plan. It's expected that he'll put those details out next week, and he'll call for about $2 trillion worth of savings over the next 10 years and then take that to the super committee and have them get to work on it. And they've got till Thanksgiving to come up with their plan. So there's a lot of moving parts here, but I don't think it's a very fluid situation. You've got the bill now from the president. You've got his guarantee that he's going to put out some solutions on deficit reduction. Now it's up to pretty much the ball is in Congress's court, and we'll see what they do.
Yeah, it's we're always saying that we'll see what they do or what they don't do if that trigger goes off before the end of the year. Speaking of triggers, Janet Napolitano, the Homeland Security Secretary, as you know, Jeff, told senators that she had no knowledge of the Fast and Furious gun tracking program while it was operational, not until everything exploded, if you will. Sadly, after the U.S. Border Patrol agent Brian Terry was killed, and we talked about this a ton on America Tonight, in the line of duty in Arizona in December of last year, and we know what's happened now, where the weapons have wound up and whatnot, and various people attached to this that have been promoted. So now it's a blame game that's going on, and I guess part of it is certainly because Daryl Issa is showing no let up on this. He continues to push and push and push to say, listen, we want to get to the bottom of this. Do you think this investigation happens or dies on the vine, or there's still going to be some people that have to answer questions, which is why Napolitano had to talk to senators about it?
Well, I think it could. I think you could ultimately end up seeing Attorney General Eric Holder having to testify before Congress because, I mean, he is the top of the food chain in terms of the Justice Department. And there are, you know, there are allegations out there that he might have known about this program. Now, Janet Napolitano, like you said, denied any knowledge of this before it had been discovered that Brian Terry, the ATF agent who was killed in Arizona, you know, those guns were at that crime scene. That's when she said she first knew about it. She said she is declining to comment on it further until the Department of Justice Inspector General's office completes the independent review of the operation, which, of course, that investigation was ordered by Eric Holder. So this could be just an attempt by the DOJ to cover this up if, in fact, they knew of anything. But this is these are allegations at this point. Nothing has been proven. I can tell you that not only Daryl Issa, but Senator Chuck Grassley, Senate Judiciary Committee, is another guy who's really spearheading the effort to investigate this issue. This is not the last that we've heard of it. You've already had, you've already had sort of the dog and pony show with all the ATF agents that testified before Congress earlier this summer. You've seen the interim leader of the ATF get reassigned and replaced. But there's still that unknown element out there as to whether top officials at DOJ, including Holder, knew.
All right. I know what I think I know. I think somebody, whether it's Napolitano, Holder, Clinton, whoever, Obama, somebody in the administration had to have known something about what went on there. It's not the low-level guys, and I know many of you are chomping at the bit to chime in. 800-259-5791. We'll keep an eye on that one. Jeff Holtzman, as always, terrific stuff from Talk Radio News. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with heavy metals. Why and what can you do to defend your family? This week at waterwebinar.com, in an all-new free live online webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take fluoride and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to waterwebinar.com, a water secret so powerful, some have called it the number one threat to the entire New World Order health agenda. It was even used during Chernobyl to clean up nuclear contamination. Go to waterwebinar.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn the worst water on this planet into pristine, clear drinking water which heals your body. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. Don't get left behind. It's your life, your water, your freedom. Fight for it. Go to waterwebinar.com now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
When was the first bowl game played in college football? That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The first bowl game ultimately to determine a national champ was in 1902. That's when Michigan beat Stanford 49-0. It was so embarrassing for Michigan to pummel Stanford the way they did, they felt sorry for him. They put 8 minutes back on the clock to end the Cardinal misery. So fast forward to 1998, and it was the formation of the BCS, or the Bowl Championship Series, formed by the NCAA. That decisively crowned a true college football champion. To be eligible for a bowl, a team had to win by at least 6 games during the season. Then they're invited to a bowl game based on their conference ranking and the tie-ins that the individual conference has to each bowl game. In 2010, there were 33 bowl games played in all. I'm the Sports Princess with Sports Shorts.
It's time you started living. It's time you let someone else do some giving. Lovers all around, no need to waste it.
Ah, the familiar theme of a very popular show in the 70s. The Mary Tyler Moore Show. In fact, if you go to Minneapolis, you'll see a statue of Mary Tyler Moore. That theme song at the end where she throws her hat into the air. And she's immortalized, as I said, in a statue in Minneapolis. It's pretty cool. And I often wonder how many younger people that go by that statue even know who she is. But that show turned out to be one that had a lot of legs in syndication and still is in syndication playing. You go to TV Land and some other places and you can catch it. So each and every week, Stephen Showhead, our man in Hollywood, joins us. We have so much fun with Stephen talking about things in the future, things in the past, and all things Hollywood. Stephen, how are you?
Hey, very good, Kate. How are you?
The Mary Tyler Moore Show, you heard me say that. I was in Minneapolis, saw that statue, and I thought, wow, that's really cool, because she was so identified, I guess, with that city. And that show just really took off like gangbusters, didn't it? Right from the beginning.
Yeah, it had a little problem at the beginning. They didn't get the best reaction right away. But what they did was they sort of played to the strengths of the actors. Like Rhoda, for example, Valerie Harper was supposed to be Mary's nemesis. But rather than have that come out, they sort of made them, they made Rhoda sort of sardonic, but at the same time, you could tell that she really loved Mary. So they just changed a few things and played to the actor's strengths. Another one was Gavin McLeod. He, as Murray, he was supposed to be very jealous of Mary. But again, they liked him so much personally, Mary and Grant Tinker did, that they made him a very nice guy. And then Ted Baxter, the Ted Knight character, was supposed to be Mary's love interest. And then the way Ted Baxter was played in sort of that pompous way that was based on a few newscasters, a newscaster in L.A. at the time named Jerry Dunphy and another one named George Putnam, they took that character in a different direction too. So things really developed on that show, the chemistry between the actors, and it did catch on. It was never the highest rated show, but it had just a great likability quotient. And one of the things, of course, to me, of all the episodes, there's one that just really stands out, and that's the one where Chuckles the Clown dies. And that was, as far as I'm concerned, Mary Tyler Moore's most amazing moment on TV. And what happened with that episode was they didn't have enough material. And so the actors, like Ed Asner and Gavin McLeod, would crack up laughing and extend the scenes because the audience would join them in the laughter. And, of course, they're laughing at something that's kind of inappropriate, this man dying who happens to be a clown. And then, of course, at the end, you see Mary Tyler Moore laughing when she's not supposed to at the funeral. And it's just, I mean, for the actors, I don't know if that was their favorite episode, but for the audience, I think that one resonated the most.
How many years did that show run? Do you remember?
7 years. 7 years. Wow. And of course, what happened was people came and went. Valerie Harper went off to do her own show. And then, of course, they brought in the hysterical character, Betty White, who was just supposed to be on one show and was personally friends with Mary Tyler Moore. And they were worried about hiring her because people around Mary Tyler Moore said, well, what if she's no good? You'll have to fire her. She won't get the part. And Mary said, well, you know, that's her risk she has to take as an actress. And she came in and just was hysterical. And characters were added on. Also, Ted's wife, played by Georgia Engel, came in too. And it probably could have gone on for a few more years, but the people around Mary Tyler Moore really wanted to quit the show, and there were personal things going on in Mary Tyler Moore's life, and so she ended up leaving, and she, I think she was sorry about it, actually.
Mm. And I mentioned how in syndication now other people have picked it up, and it's interesting what sometimes happens to these sitcoms in syndication. I want to make sure that we get to this. Eddie Murphy hosting the Oscars, what was your initial reaction?
Well, I mean, obviously, his career slowed down a bit. I mean, he's got a big movie coming out called Tower Heist. And it's directed by Brett Ratner, and Brett Ratner just happens to be producing the Oscars this year, and so Eddie seemed like a good fit. And, of course, hopefully he'll be really, really funny. One of the things that happened to Eddie Murphy, and he talked about this, was that after he became a big star with the Beverly Hills Cop movies, he surrounded himself with a big entourage, and that happens, of course, to a lot of Hollywood stars. And he said, you know, these guys laugh at whatever I say, because if they don't, I'm going to fire them. And it keeps me from from knowing all the time, or I should say he said they're afraid I'm going to fire them. That's a better way of putting it. But he said that kept him from knowing all the time how funny if he was still edgy. And of course, in the old days when he was making videos like Delirious and Raw, he would play the clubs for months and months and hone that material. And then there was this sort of removal into stardom for him. And he thought that was one of the reasons maybe why his career went down. In fact, one of the things he really enjoyed when he played the Nutty Professor was being in that fat outfit, that disguise, going off on his own, getting away from the trappings of stardom, leaving the entourage behind, going into parks, playing with kids as Sherman Klemp. So getting that edge back and yet keeping it in a family way will be interesting to see if he can pull it off. Now, the thing about the Oscars, Kate, I still say the host is not the big thing. The problem with the Oscars, in my point of view, is that they don't give enough information about the movies, that the movies that are made have so many interesting background stories that they could share with the audience, and instead they make it like this, party for insiders, and the audience is bewildered, I think, as to what's going on. Who are these people? I mean, like when Christian Bale won the Oscar for playing Dickie Ward, he's giving a shout out to Dickie Ward, and if the audience has not seen the movie, they don't know what he's referring to. And I think if they gave more information, it wouldn't matter who the hosts were. It would just be a much more interesting show. And so I don't know if Eddie Murphy will solve that, but of course he's capable of doing a great job.
Wow, interesting. Great point of view on that. I agree with you. I think if you didn't know anything about Hollywood, but you're kind of interested in, oh, the stars are coming together, and I'm kind of interested in a few of these movies, or I saw one or two, and you watch it, you would have no idea. You are clueless. It is definitely, you just nailed it. It is an insider's party, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, I have a chapter in my book, Hollywood Stories, called Oscar Stories, and the tales of people working on getting on what kind of work they put into it and how they got involved with the movie and who was cast and things like Anthony Hopkins meeting Katharine Hepburn back when they made the movie The Lion and Winner, and thinking she was such a bizarre characters swimming nude twice a day in the Irish Sea, and saying, hey, you feel so terrible, how wonderful it is, and sort of keeping that oddball personality of Katharine Hepburn's in mind, and then injecting that into the character of Hannibal Lecter to a certain extent. You know, things like that, the audience could be informed about things like that, and I think the show would be much better, you know, there's just so many fascinating stories. Like last year, the background of a movie like The King's Speech is just tremendous. I mean, what went into it I don't know if I have time to tell the whole story now, but David Seidler, I think we talked about it on your show before,
sure,
that he had a stutter, and so he identified with King George's stutter, and that inspired him to do the screenplay. But unfortunately for him, the Queen Mother asked him not to do it while she was alive, and she ended up living to the age of 101. it delayed things and caused professional problems for him, even though he was a good subject and honored the Queen Mother's wishes. And
yeah,
they're just, again,
countless,
a myriad of tales you can tell.
Yeah. And you are the chief storyteller, my friend. Stephen Shohead is the author of Hollywood Stories, short, entertaining anecdotes about the stars and legends of the movies. If you haven't picked up his book, pick it up. He will join us again next week. Stephen, thank you so much.
You got it.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I file from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Attention, all Medicare beneficiaries who need assistance getting around their homes. There is a Medicare benefit that may qualify you for a power chair or scooter at little to no cost to you. Imagine one scooter or power chair that could improve your mobility and your life. One Medicare benefit that, with private insurance, may entitle you to pay little to nothing to own it. One company that can make it all happen.
Your power chair will be paid in full.
The Scooter Store.
Hi, I'm Doug Harrison. We're experts at getting you the power chair or scooter you need. In fact, if we qualify you for Medicare reimbursement and Medicare denies your claim, we'll give you your power chair or scooter free.
I didn't pay a penny out of pocket for my power chair.
Call the Scooter Store for free information today.
Call 1-800-619-1414. Some restrictions apply. Call for details. 1-800-619-1414. That's 1-800-619-1414.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
All of you know, I've talked about this a bunch, I'm tired of carrying around a little pooch, and you can relate to that. You know, you get that beer belly thing going on, playing a lot of cards, and instead of mixing the beer or two, you have you have too many beers, and you have too many cocktails, and too much crappy food, more than the cocktails, to eat. And before you know it, you have a zillion excuses for why you have a beer belly that you're carrying around. So I decided to do something about it, and several of you have emailed me about Beyond Tangy Tangerine. That's the name of it. I'm going to say it again. Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And this is what I carry around with me. For example, today I was playing in a golf tournament, and I had it in the water bottles that I was carrying with me. And it was great because it happened to be 107, 108 degrees, so pretty tough conditions, you might say. And it helped. It gave me that, first of all, it fills me up. That's the thing that's happened that we've talked about with Ben, pharmacist Ben, when he comes on every week. And I'm really starting to see the effects of it. The thing of feeling full and I guess hydrated is really, really working for me. This is where we picked up from last time around, Ben. Remember, we were talking about what it is that the tangerine does to you.
I like to think of it as satiety, but satiety just being a fancy word for satisfaction. You want to hit your bodies and your brain specifically, your brain's satisfaction buttons. And your brain will feel satisfied under certain conditions. And when you reach those conditions, you just won't want the ice cream anymore. As hard as that is to believe, You won't want french fries. You won't want ice cream. You'll be able to have one little potato chip and be able to say no for the rest. And that's the ideal situation, because I hate willpower, as I've said it before. To me, has this horrible connotation of this battle going on inside your body, and you always lose. We always lose. The body always wins. And if it needs french fries, if it's feeling like it's not satisfied in terms of its basic nutrients, like fats, like minerals, and like sugars and protein to a certain extent, it's going to send you over to the french fries. And here's a really interesting thing, Kate. The foods we all love are foods that have been manipulated artificially through processing and through clever food chemistry to hit our satiety buttons without meeting our nutritional needs. And by those foods I'm talking about are french fries, potato chips, processed foods of all kinds. These are foods that food chemists have strategically manipulated to hit that hot button, that satiety button, but to keep hitting the hot button because it never meets our nutritional needs, which is why, like the Lay's commercial used to say, bet you can't eat just one. If people knew how sneaky that was and what they're doing to keep us eating those potato chips and those french fries, they would be really upset, as well they should be. So the way you want to fight that urge is by giving yourself the nutrient, the hot button, hitting the hot buttons while giving yourself the nutrients that your body's looking for. And the way you do that is by making sure you're getting salt, Celtic sea salt or some kind of good salt, making sure that you're getting oil, essential fatty acid oil, and making sure that you're getting good sugars from vegetables, and making sure, most of all, that you're getting a high concentration, a dense nutritional supplement that doesn't provide a heavy caloric load, calories, which is why I love the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, because it gives you the nutrients that your body's looking for with no calories. And when you combine the Beyond Tangy Tangerine with something like veggie sticks and oil and lots of salt and spices, it's incredibly satisfying. You hit those satiety hot buttons, you meet your body's nutritional needs, and it makes it a heck of a lot easier to say no to the french fries and the potato chips and the pizza that otherwise it would be almost impossible to say no to.
Yeah, I agree with you. Because this is what happened to me today. You know, I'm with a bunch of guys. I was the only woman playing in this tournament. There were 70 some of us. I want to say there were 75. And all along the way, they did a great job of it, but all along the way, they had laid out all kinds of food. Yeah, Gatorade and all that. I mean, there was water, but there was also fruit soaked in vodka.
Oh.
There was coconut shrimp.
Oh,
there was all kinds of things. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You never would have been able to resist that if you didn't have the good fats and nutritional supplementation. You want to hear a funny story about fruits? I had Bill Romanowski used to play for the Broncos, right?
Yeah.
Linebacker. Right? He told me this funny story. I don't know if he'll appreciate me telling this, but he said that when they played for the Broncos, they used to make sure that the other team had orange slices at halftime. Lots of orange slices. Isn't that funny? He said they made absolutely sure that the opposing team would get orange slices. And I thought that was so funny because everybody thinks orange slices are really good. And they don't realize that orange slices are filled with sugar and they make you crash. It's the last thing you want to eat if you're interested in athletic performance.
Right, right. And you're right. People don't realize that because they think they're eating
fruit, right?
Healthy. Yeah, it's true.
I know.
And it's funny because even at the driving range, guess what they had? Oranges.
Yeah, exactly. No. And you know what? And juices are the worst, is because they're like, they don't even have fiber in them. So your point is so well taken, Katie. When you meet your body's nutritional needs, it will be easy to withstand those urges. Otherwise, it's almost impossible. And I'll go so far as to say it is impossible, because the brain is hardwired to go for fat, it's hardwired to go for sugar, and it's hardwired to go for salt. Just try, for your listeners, just try some Brussels sprouts slightly steamed with butter and salt and a little bit of spice if you like pepper or whatever your favorite spice is. It is so satisfying and it's so delicious. It makes the greatest snack, so tasty, lightly sauteed in butter. Can you just taste that?
Yeah, I like Brussels sprouts, and especially that way.
Make sure you use the sea salt.
Yeah, it does. It really tastes really great. And people have been asking me, so I want to make sure I say this. To get Beyond Tangy Tangerine, because everyone keeps saying, what are you taking? What are you doing? And I keep saying this, you know, I'm buying the product. So I'm buying it. I'm invested in this. Go to americatonightteam.com and you can get Beyond Tangy Tangerine there. Monday night was a huge night. Sunday night was a blowout numbers night, Sunday night football. The Dallas Cowboys taking on the New York Jets. I watched that game. We could talk about that game and the numbers. You know, there are this captive audience, and somebody told me today in the pizza business is, besides what they always do anyway at the Super Bowl, that they delivered some of the most pizzas they've ever delivered in the New York metropolitan area and in Dallas, Texas as well. So how do you resist those kinds of urges?
Pizza
is a
classic example of a food that hits all the hot buttons. It's got the sugar from the dough.
Yeah.
It's got the oil from the cheese, and it's got lots of salt. So, and between the tomatoes and the salt they put on top of it and from the cheese. So it hits all the hot buttons. So what you got to do is you got to make sure that you're well salted up. And one of the worst things you could do is be on a low salt diet. By low salt, I mean avoiding all salt. You want to balance your sodium with potassium. They say low salt. They typically mean sodium chloride. You need salt, especially if you're under stress. That's a very important point, by the way. The more stress you're under, the higher your need for salt. And if you don't get salt, if you don't get salt nutritionally, and minerals count as salt, you're going to go for the pizza. Same with the oils from the cheese, and same with the sugar. So what you want to do is you want to give yourself some kind of very gentle, safe sugar. And that usually comes from a vegetable. Pick your favorite vegetable. Carrots and beets are a little much for sugar, but if you have to do carrots and beets, do carrots and beets. The best are Brussels sprouts, celery, cucumber, pepper, especially red pepper. All these sweet kind of vegetables. Then mix those vegetables with oil and mix it all together with salt and spices and throw it all together in like a salad sort of fashion, kind of mix it all together. So you hit all of your hot buttons. You meet your body's need for fats. You meet your body's need for salt. You meet your body's need for sugar without having to go for the pizza, and wash it all down with your Beyond Tangy Tangerine. If you do that, correctly. If you do, say, enough of it, maybe a bowl of peppers and cucumber and whatever your favorite vegetable is. I like steamed Brussels sprouts or broccoli. And you mix it together with salt and spices. You will find it so satisfying and so clean and so light that if you do enough of it, you're not going to want to go near a piece of pizza.
Yeah, and that's key because, you know, that's what helps the whole thing of packing on the pounds is what you're talking about. So I guess there's a couple lessons here. You take the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and then we talk about what satisfies you, and just have the other snacks ready instead.
Use vegetables, the combination of vegetables, oil, and salt as your snack, and then wash it down with the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Now, if you throw in a very, 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 very tiny little bit of motivation, like you want this to happen, I guarantee you, with 100% certitude, you will be able to withstand a slice of pizza put right in front of your eyes if you have enough vegetables, oil, and salt, and just a touch of motivation.
Right. So it's that thing. It's just like we talked about. If there's something else, if there's some alternative,
right,
and you see it starting to work, because that's also the thing, too. Once you see it starting to work, boy, what a difference that makes. All right, so go to americatonightteam.com, because, again, I know I'm going to get pummeled with these emails. That's where you can order. They have a product, easy to grab the product, Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and it's a good steal. It's very reasonable. It really, really is. Ben, next week we'll be talking about all kinds of other things. I appreciate it.
Pleasure to be with you.
All right, thank you.
Have a beautiful night.